5, baby.
Not do that.
No. There we go. That's, all right.
That's the first time I clicked the wrong button.
Is it the first time?
Hey, fast
first
time? Me, dude.
Let's not get into this early. You know, we're just getting started. What is up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man. Just vibing. Just enjoy the music.
Man, if you guys are in chat tonight, get ready to have something stuck in your head as far as this song goes, man. And maybe if you guys have been in the farmer's market or have been on the Coop's website, you guys have heard this before. But, man, it's a catchy little song.
It's great.
Let marinate a little.
It's a problem.
It's just Sergeant Lincoln Osiris. Just that good old sample. And then they just obviously swap the word goof in there. Damn, it feels good to say. Just listen
it's
to it.
Perfectly, it's great.
Yeah. Yo, shout out and welcome. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to F35 Live, our weekly live stream. We're here every Monday night.
Usually. Most Mondays.
I was gonna see if you're gonna pick up the other half of that. But no, we'll be around. Maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. Who knows? We'll see. But we appreciate everybody hanging out.
Oh, at least 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. Is that what you're talking about? A little extra bit of that.
And we got you to do it.
Wasn't ready. Nope.
Just leaving you hanging.
Missed a few.
Tom, you got prison Tom? Is that double prison Tom in a row on podcast and now in
the
live stream?
This is the thinner slice.
It's the gray one, too.
That's the gray trait. You got the other one on?
The gray prison.
More faded. It's probably nice before I wash it a bunch.
It looks like the ghost one right now. You're like fading in and out.
It's the Azkaban color. Harry Potter.
All right.
Sirius Black, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, TJ.
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about in these days. Welcome, everybody. We got a fun show lined up for you guys. If you're listening to the music in the background, you may have a clue. If not, get ready to tune in because I was about to say it's going to get goofy, and I was like, that's the dumbest thing to say, even though I said it. let's go ahead and shout out chat before I keep talking right now. Welcome. Dude, it actually showed up this time. I got the first comment. You know how long I took
Did
me to,
you though?
It always gets
really?
Erased. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Does it get erased?
It usually gets erased because I always throw it in there and then like it only catches like 4 hours before the stream goes. So, dude, I'm first time over here.
Especially TJ, he goes in and manually erases it.
So I do. I forgot today.
Shit, that'd have been great. That would have been a great running joke. You guys just kept doing that to me and I didn't even know about it.
The truth.
Well, touche. Welcome to the stream as well. DeFi FOMO for what is going on? Hybrid Family, Crypto Hands with the Ooh La La, Eddie Z, what the goof? Yo, what is up over there? Hugs Not Rugs, Curly Knox, we got our old money MFers in the house. Arrow Art, been a while. Hope you've been well. Garfield Lasagna with the AO, Juan Balcazar. Add an extra A in there. Got it already. And Rez, what is up, man? It's about time. Prison Tom shirt. And listen to Rez over here, if you're over there. I know there's a Nemo space going on right now, so we appreciate you guys tuning in over here for this.
Them in one ear, us in the other, you know?
There you go. That's the way to do it. TJ, also, shout out to the new headphones, man.
Thank you. I had them last week.
He's had them for a few weeks. I didn't realize it either.
I literally didn't know.
He's like, no, I've had these for like the past 3 episodes.
I think it's 8 years after 2.5 years. but all right, well, let's go on and start getting a little goofy over here. I'm going to say that way too many times tonight. We have had this team on, or part of this team, Brian over here, B-Styles, you guys may know him over here from Veggie Mates. But yeah, dude, I want to say that was 2 years ago.
I was going to say it's been a bit, right?
It's been a while, man. And then I know we got a chance to talk to them prior to the farmer's market last year. I think even Cardano Poppy maybe was over on that one. But we get a chance for this time to go ahead and welcome in another guest. Let's bring on the team because they got a new project coming out, minting on April 1st over here called Goofs. Let's bring in Stagwolf and Beastaz or Brian. What's going on, guys?
What's up? Hey, what's up, man?
Welcome on.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back.
I love the music. Thanks for having us on.
I couldn't agree.
Boy, yeah, great jam. Where'd you find this?
Dude, I want to say, like, who came up with this from you guys and this team? Like, was this like a kind of a joke? Somebody was just starting to sing it and it was like a concept, or like what was the backstory to this?
Oh man. Over the summer we were watching some dude that was like clipping samples from stuff. He clipped a sample from this movie. We were singing it all day, every day. Just it's just such a hook. Obviously, we replaced dude with goof. We ran it by Paul Thomas, and he recreated it and was, you know, at the time was starting to like build out his lo-fi album, which he launched on Spotify and all the other platforms and everything too. If you guys can check that out. He did that. We used it as like I don't know, like a main theme for the collection, I guess.
Yeah.
And it just kind of took off from there. Like everybody we've showed it to is just like, I dig this.
It's
me. Dope. I know who I am.
The best part about it too, because it's like soundbite's so on point with it, but the music in the background is just such like a nice little vibe that you can just kind of listen to it. And we always put music on in the background of these streams, and we're like, even if you didn't have that part, we could just listen to this music in the background and be completely fine.
Yeah,
so it just adds that touch. Is that him doing the voiceover work too, or is this a sample of like this Sergeant Lincoln Osiris in the background?
Yeah.
The whole thing from scratch he made. I mean,
awesome.
He's done some other kind of, I don't know, covers, I guess, like parody covers of songs, like the I'm a dude, she's a dude, he's a dude, we're all dudes, but like, you know, replacing with goofs. So like he just makes them all from scratch. I mean, he's a sorcerer of a musician, so he could do anything.
Is that a real song or is that just from Good Burger?
It's a real song from the original soundtrack.
Yeah,
Less Than Jake, Good Burger.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it really Less Than Jake? Shout out to that man. Damn, it's been a while. But no, guys. Other than that, we're gonna be listening. I'm gonna sing that in my head all day. It's gonna be stuck when I go to bed. But this is amazing.
Good luck sleeping.
Yep. I was going to sit backstage after we finish up and just kind of vibe like we were doing last night. But no, welcome on to the stream, guys. Good to have you back, Brian, and Stagwolf as well. Welcome on. For anybody who doesn't know, quick for you guys, who you are and kind of what you do for, I guess, Virtually Made, is Goofs is that under that umbrella. I guess maybe kind of speak on that real quick. And then kind of what Goofs is.
Yeah. So, my name is B. Stives. Everybody calls me Brian because I'm super doxed. But I am the CEO of Virtually Made. I was the project lead for Veggie Mates, which was our first IP. So Veggie Mates versus Junkies. Another one of our team members, Gub Jub, was the visionary behind Goofs. And so I play. I kind of wear a bunch of different hats. Every now and then I try to draw, but you know, I'm not too good at it. We kind of have a rule in this house. We all actually live together, but nice. If I could draw it, it's not good enough for the set is the rule.
Nice.
Actually, you're the only one here not wearing a hat.
I don't think I got anything.
It looks like, too, we got somebody who's going to show up here in a sec for backstage. But Stag, what about you?
What's up? I'm Stagwolf. Everybody calls me Stagwolf because I'm super doxed and that's my government name. I've been an artist professionally and semi-professionally for a long time and got into art for NFTs in 2020 for a few different collections. Came to Cardano with Bizarre Stars, started working with Virtually Made on Goofs last May. How long it took to make all of this. We put a lot into it. That was kind of the plan. We started working on it all remotely. We had this crazy idea where they'd fly me out to Seattle and we'd all kind of move in together and see how we kind of worked as a team. Jokes on us, it worked out too well and we're inseparable, so that's pretty cool. And here we are. I mean, this is the culmination of a year's worth of work, and we're happy to be here. We're happy we're finally here.
That's awesome, man. Well, it's good to, like I said, have you. I didn't realize, I always forgot. I did see the videos. I think even maybe back when we were looking at Farmer's Market, how you guys all live together. So I think it's a cool concept, right? It's one thing to be like a team. You go to work every day. It's another thing to like just really like dial down and see each other all the time. That kind of gets that relationship on a new level. But I imagine you guys can get a lot done, too.
It's been, 100 times more productive than it is remotely. And we'll eventually have to figure out how to do that. But I believe we got our process down really, really well now. So that was kind of the early like obstacles that we were facing, is like having Robot Lim and I both working on a set concurrently. It's like who's doing what. And once we figure that out, I mean, we got our style nailed down. We got our process and pipeline nailed down. So the latter end of the set was like just way less thinking about what has to be done and just getting it done and enjoying that process instead of just like beating your head against the wall trying to figure out what to do to make it work, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then
glad it didn't backfire on you guys where you're like, oh, I was working all day. No, you weren't, bro. You're playing Rocket League for like 8 hours. You haven't done shit.
That's been kind of a core fundamental of this household too, is, I mean, everybody has their own lives, right? So like we have in that video, you can see the farmer's market when you were talking about, we have this whole like board with all of these tasks and everything on it. And it's like, yeah, you know what, as long as you get your work done for the week, like do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go out with friends, go with friends, just make sure you get all your tasks done. So we've been pretty on top of it. And, you know, I'd say some weeks we slacked a little bit depending on what was going on, holidays or whatever, but otherwise, like, I don't know, productivity was through the roof. Having Beast Dives at the helm to kind of guide us there, and him and Gub Jeb just providing all like lead on the project and where to take it, and just general like vision and direction. It was perfect. So awesome. It's a really, really well-rounded team.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I love that you guys get a chance to collab with that. And then speaking of other team members that are sitting backstage, we'll bring them into the show. He's rocking the hat as well over here, but shout out to Gojo. What's going on, man?
Not much. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Good, all right. How y'all doing?
Good, good.
Nothing much going on for me. Just wrapping up a work day here. That's why I was a little late. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries.
Enjoying the background art you have there. I'm loving that.
Yeah, it's my collection. Sad thing about this is when I was moving out to Seattle, completely happenstance, didn't know the team lived out here. I just bought a house here from California. I was moving and then found out along the way. But half of my art got stolen. So,
really? Damn. That's
unfortunately, which had a lot of really cool, like, gaming memorabilia because I'm I work in the AAA game industry. So,
nice, man. Yeah. Well, what do you do for the Goof team, or Virtually Made, or are you part of? I mean, I guess essentially you guys all under the umbrella of Virtually Made, or is part of Goofs, or how does that kind of dynamic work?
Beast, you want to answer that?
Oh, we already kind of answered it.
Oh, okay.
yeah. No, I introduced myself as CEO of Virtually Made, and you're the project lead for Goofs.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Easy enough. Gub, what do you do for Goof's team?
Me personally, I do a lot of the vision setting and like figuring out like you know, what the team's aspirations are, what they want to do, and helping the team align with like that vision, and as it relates to like milestones, deliverables, and like products along the way, right, to build out the ecosystem. So yeah, that's really where I strive, is like sitting in that like, you know, bird's eye view, you know, I'm the guy up on the ship that's up in the mast, right, looking for land.
Nice. Conducting it, yeah, I love that, though. So you guys got a decent-sized team, because I remember from that video, and the majority, like you guys say, live in that house together, kind of collabing, or maybe right down the street. that's a wild story that you guys actually moved over there, not knowing they were there. Dude, but other than that, yeah, to kind of move forward. So Goofs, I know I don't remember the official timeline that you guys actually announced this. I do remember hearing about it and obviously seeing it inside of the farmer's market last year around Halloween. But I mean, you said you guys have been working on it since May of last year. Can you kind of give us a little rundown of what Goofs is, and maybe just, yeah, why another collection too? Because I've seen that question coming from like, okay, Veggie Mates is one thing. Is it completely separate, or are you guys kind of, or moving on from that, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I can answer that one. So definitely not moving on. So Veggie Mates is still thriving. We actually been doing a lot of Web2 engagement. So we got a little animated short series that we launched on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And that's garnering a good amount of views. I think we're getting close to 70,000 views across all platforms. about 500-600 followers. I haven't added those up yet. But we're definitely getting a lot of exposure there. But Veggie Mates was really where we got our start. Mm-hmm. And it was the technology arm of Virtually Made. So a lot of what we did in Veggie Mates, it wasn't the sexy stuff. It was the behind the scenes, under the hood, building our staking platform, our greens token staking, building our SIP 68 conversion tool, and really just getting a good understanding of our technology baseline. And Goofs is the production arm of Virtually Made. So Goofs is going to be focused on building entertainment, and that's going to include video games, comics, animations, short form films, and really music as well. And really the focus of Goofs is to, one, bring exposure to the blockchain through traditional mediums, right? So a lot of people who consume content out there, they don't really care about NFTs. They don't want to learn about blockchain, but they still consume entertainment. And that's where we want to meet them. We want to meet them where they're at. So we're going to be producing content that's just going out through traditional mediums. We're not going to be NFT first with our content, because the thought there is you get to the people, meet them where they're at. They engage the content, they become fans, and some of those fans want to become collectors, and some of those collectors become NFT holders. And so mm-hmm. that's our way to bring people into the blockchain. And then the other side is we want to take care of all the administrative parts of entertainment and really give artists the ability to do what they love for a living. And like there's a post-it note I have in front of me says, "Let creators create." There's a lot of talented people out there in the world, but they don't know how to monetize their talent. And so for me, what kills me is like seeing somebody with all this talent, the skill, and then they go work a 9-to-5 office job because they got to pay the bills. Well, we like to believe that with blockchain technology, we can actually cut a lot of those intermediaries out of traditional media, actually increase our profit margins as a business by some of that automation, but also pass off more of those profits to creators. So we create a win-win situation where we can make more money, creators can make more money, and hopefully we can enable people all around the world to do what they love for a living.
Nice.
Can I add on to that real quick? Like, if you think about like the greater like entertainment industry, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of archaic and dying. Right. And we're seeing symptoms of this death. Right. We're seeing a transition from like these big marquee actors, big names coming out like in movies that are, you know, very prevalent, people going to the movie theater. It's not happening as much anymore because it's direct to streaming content. There's a lot of bespoke like individual content as well, such as like Twitch streamers or YouTube artists or creators on TikTok, right? The younger generations are actually growing up with a more direct connection with their kind of actors and content, right? Source of content, their entertainment. So there's a shift that's happening where like kind of the legacy infrastructure that these big studios used to provide is no longer necessary, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of times it's detrimental to sign away your rights, right? That's why Taylor Swift had to re-release all of her work because she didn't have any ownership over it, right? Mm-hmm. So like there's a big fundamental problem with the way the entertainment industry at large works currently, and Goofs World and Virtually Made and Veggie Mates, they all are like pieces, components to the solution, which is on Web3, where we can, you know, cut out the intermediaries, as Vsauce was saying, but also streamline the process so that way you can go from concept to market rapidly and on your own.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I haven't thought about it in that concept, but yeah, I 100% agree. I think, especially nowadays where people want like that to take kind of control themselves, like I want to be in control of what I do, all my content, and the fact that, they have so many mediums now or so many opportunities to be able to get seen, get noticed, and manage themselves in a sense. But I think Web3 makes it even easier in a certain way when you talk about it, maybe not necessarily the NFT side of things, but just in general, like getting yourself out there, maybe fundraising and things like that. It seems to be a new, easy way to onboard and kind of get your names or get something started. Although I like that you guys are not focusing necessarily on the, hey, we're crypto, hey, we're NFTs, hey, we're medium, hey, we're content, hey, we're art. But also, here's what you can do with that.
It's just all of it.
Yeah, and it makes sense too. Like, we always thought about that. Like, I mean, even just NFTs and that technology in general, right? When you think about like government forms of ID and voting and things like that, how they could utilize that technology, you could do necessarily that same stuff, or just basically creating a need and a understanding for why people need, you know, why would I want to use that? Why would I need to use that? How can that benefit me outside of like, hey, here's some crypto and the money goes up, you know?
And I also I also think that dynamic is multifaceted, right? Because you have multiple different personality types of like, I am the investor who's looking for gains. I am the creator who's looking for a community. I am the, you know, writer who needs an artist, right? Like, there's different aspects of that dynamic, right? And I think that it's important to highlight that, you know, our business is predicated on the community side of it, the building side of it, right? The like giving creators platforms and tools they need in order to funnel viewership towards them and fandomship towards them.
100%.
Something for everybody.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because you guys have some really fun designs and stuff like that over here, and a lot of like pop culture references. And I know you guys do Stagwolf, and you guys are doing those like drawing nights over in Discord, right? Like, and certain themes, like certain like celebrities, certain characters from out movies, or I know we utilize this, but there was the one from, oh man, the Green Ranger. I think I used him down there somewhere. But you've got multiple different pop culture like references. Can you guys, like, is that something that's just for fun that you guys like to do, or is that going to be like integrated into this collection as well?
Both, really. Both? Okay. The art night stuff was mostly suggestion based. Like, we'd kind of come into it with a game plan or a theme for the night. So maybe it'd be video games or something like that, and then we made like a version of Link and Mario and some other ones.
Yeah,
and then some of the other ones, like this, for example, like those are traits in the set, and then we used those same assets. We sent it over to our GIF animator, and he brought it to life. So we get to this is kind of a small example of what people could do with the assets we're creating with this collection, right?
Yeah,
is you can take some of these things that you have, take the ownership of it, and then bridge that over to creating your own content. We're doing it for our own content right now, but if you wanted to do something like this with a character of yours, whether it's branding for Twitter or creating an animation or a game or something else like that, like that's also available to you, you know, through assets that we provide.
So, and essentially, are these traits will be eventually, again, you're modeling all these different traits, sort of like NFTs. Will these animations become like a set standard for people to go ahead, or will like kind of like basically like, hey, I want to choose this Goku type theme or whatever it may be, right? And it wants to get that animation and that asset's already built. Does that work like that? Or is it something like customizable that people will have to do individually?
The way I like to think about it is like, we have these pre-canned, right? So if you go to like if you search Goof World on Tenor or Giphy, right, you're going to come up and see all of the assets that we've created, the animations. Mm-hmm. What Stag's alluding to is like what I like to call the Legos of animation, right?
Yeah.
Essentially, like, to make an animation, all you need is art assets that are rendered in a certain frame rate, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're able to provide the art assets needed, that means that a writer or a storyteller or anyone who's not a musician, right? Anyone who can't create art, right? Now they have access to create what you see there with simply an iPad, right? Really, a lot of this is just using like Procreate and making the pieces move, giving it fluidity. And it's really simple these days, right? So all these animations, even the portal one, right? Like, even the extensive ones, they don't require anything additional that doesn't exist in the set. These are all things that exist in the Goose World set. So it's a very interesting premise that we're walking here, in the sense of like, okay, we're giving you a lot of power, a lot of branding, right? Like, and the reason why, right? And you asked earlier, like, what's the reason why? Well, the reason why is like, we want your PFP, and everyone wants this. Like, that's how PFPs are used today, is like you're using it as your brand, right? And like synonymously, it's you and your brand inside of your PFP. So when people recognize your PFP, they're recognizing you or your brand, right? So if we give you a wide asset range or a deep amount of assets to create a brand kit with, like Lorenzo does with his little or guy, right? It's going to not only help us create visibility on our products, but it's also going to help you leverage your brand and your identity to create content, to create products, create services, whatever it is, right? Yeah. And we, as our production company with a treasury, want to align with our creators and our builders and people who are interested in doing those things and incubate them and support them and give them the means to be successful.
Oh, I love that. I mean, that is a very important thing. I know you mentioned Lorenzo, if you guys, I don't know if he really like went off like really down the deep end with that stuff. But at the end of the day, like, that's how I recognize him now. You know, and there's certain people in the excited community that have done that same thing. You recognize them by their PFPs, but bringing them to life or like you said, just having like certain specific references for different ways to communicate online. You're seeing that, you're going to see that a lot more, especially like you said, as that younger generation starts to grow too, they're going to associate with those kind of things and people will know them and create content. Maybe they're, you know, they can't get behind a camera. They can't necessarily go ahead and talk, but they can go ahead and use these different animations, different PFPs, and who knows where you can go with this. It's kind of just a start.
So I mean, yeah, even just seeing it in the beginning stages on like something like Discord, where you can get to the point where you can make, if you wanted to, your own animated profile picture or even animated banner. Most people don't go through all the way to make it animated, or they just find one, but you know, people still are doing that. I've always enjoyed like making that kind of personalization or customization to those things. And like you said, Tommy, then it becomes kind of your identity in those spaces.
Well, now think of like, okay, so we have these assets, we have these things. Now I want to be able to animate, but I'm not very confident animating, right? Like with AI, with being able to create our own bespoke solutions, right? Like, there's a future where we can make those things easier. And there's products out there that are showcasing the power of that. The problem is like how that integrates into today's Hollywood doesn't make sense, because you're just taking the content people have made and like feeding it to a machine, and machines like stealing essentially. But if you're creating a IP that's built from the ground up with the thought of that in mind to help scale, it's a completely different context, right? Because then you're enabling creators to be able to do more with less. And so if you scroll up actually to the top of this, it's very interesting. We literally launched this account maybe 8 days ago. Wow. And I think the quality of our gifts has caused a huge amount of traction to them. Because, as you just highlighted, we're over 750,000 views already on just 25 gifts, right? It's going to be really interesting to see what happens and how many views per day we're getting with like 100, 200 gifts, right?
Right.
But that's the value of like strong brand identity and strong connection to like emotion and fun.
Nice. All right. I love that. I mean,
that is impressive.
I mean, other than basically us using them and some community members using them, we've otherwise not like announced this or anything. So that's probably like 90% organic reach, which is pretty incredible.
No, well, I guess
the reverse card one.
Dude, well, the best part about it is like you guys got great pop culture like references in here too, and it's way more fun when you have like a personalized brand that you can attach yourself to something like that. And the quality of these things, like you said, is super high compared to a lot of the stuff that you see out there. So I think that definitely is a way to attract people, especially if they're looking to build something around these, right? Like they find their forever PFP and want to build brand content around that.
Rough beer,
and that's the goal, man. Like I was in spaces earlier today saying that like I would rather us have 5555 distribution than, you know, 1,000 people holding 5 of these each, right? Because ultimately for us, it's about, you know, the wider user group, the larger demand against the supply, right? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times in Cardano specifically, because it is a smaller chain, a more niche chain right now, you know, oftentimes we forget about that. We forget about how valuable that is, users and ecosystem, right? Mm-hmm. So our goal is always going to be like distribution is one per person. Like, and that's how we design our content for, right? We don't want you going out there and feeling like you need to keep minting until you find your perfect goof. No, like you should be able to find your perfect goof in the first one you mint. It's just a matter of how you express yourself through it.
Right. So I see this here too, and I know we'll talk about the mint here in a second, but the PFP builder, I didn't click on this yet, but essentially this is a way for you to kind of play around with the traits to see what you would potentially want to do, or is this something later down the line where you'll go ahead and be able to actually do this and customize them yourself? If you say you mint that base, you can eventually change it, because I know a lot of people are doing dynamic NFTs, or trying to at least.
Yeah, so this is our like MVP, like get a taste of what it looks like, right? It looks like what it would look and feel like. And there's a decent amount of like depth and flexibility that you have here. I think there's over 40,000 combinations or something like that. Beast has the numbers. But just in this PFP builder alone, right?
Yeah.
In the finalized product, right, you actually have the ability to control at every layer. Right. And so whether that's just like turning something on or off, whether that's, you know, changing the asset that's there or unlocking the alteration to make the asset, the traits that you do have that you can't change, represent you better with either a different pattern or a different look or feel. Right. Like there's so much flexibility with our system that it's going to be very difficult not to like put together something you like out of the first goof you mint.
Oh, I love that right there. And I love that all this is already like working right here, where you can kind of say, you can actually do this. So you're not just like talking about it, right?
And the responsiveness that you're seeing here is the same responsiveness we have on the greater app, right? The greater PFP manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I'd say like one of the things you just said, right? Like we've been in this game for 2.5 years. And when we were early on, there's a lot of, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And a lot of talk and, 6 months would pass and everybody forget about what you're saying. We've pivoted to let's just show people, let's just do it. Right. We don't need to sit here and talk about what we're going to do. Let's just do the thing and tell you about what we already did.
Yeah. No, I love that, too. Like I said, nowadays, people, unless they want instant gratification, essentially in this space, otherwise they're just moving on to the next, which a lot of the time is money motivated. But if you can get something where people can connect over here, I think one of the big ones recently, at least on Cardano, that really got people to kind of look at the art a little bit more was the Omen. A lot of people more connected to that kind of traits. And I feel like you guys, after seeing it for a while and actually looking at the quality of the art, I kind of feel that same way when it comes to that personalization that people have. And if there's monetary stuff down the line for it, great. If not, a lot of people can connect to it, and I think that's one thing that people need to have if you're going that route. And I don't know, man, everything I've seen, that's really been like super high quality. I love that this is working right now. And somebody was asking over here, Touche was asking, will these all be gifts over here? I think that kind of ties back maybe to the other part of that question too, of like, hey, if I have like those presets, if I have certain traits, will I be able to turn that into these, or will I need to, will there be something special I need to do in order to get those into that?
So we could always, take gift requests and like scale it through our animators and whatnot. But really what we're doing is providing you with the artwork you need to be able to do it yourself. And there's simple tutorials that you can learn online on how to do that. So the answer is a little bit of both, but like, as far as the gifts go and the PFPs, right, there's no animation on chain, mainly because what we learned through the Veggie Mates in our franchise pass is that animations on chain are very heavy. They are very difficult to work with because IPFS and some of the tooling that's around there just doesn't update as quickly, right? So like with our franchise passes, you can add an animated background, and sometimes it can take upwards of 24 to 48 hours for that animated background to actually render on your NFT. So we avoided doing that animation on chain to keep things a little lighter, but we increased the quality of the PFPs. So these PFPs are what, 3,000 pixels, Zach? They're 3,000 by 3,000?
Yes, sir.
Damn.
So, yeah, they're really in depth. And so, like, there are some that we haven't shown that have like a whole biome inside of it, and you can zoom in and find like all kinds of small, like really intricate details and stuff. Even on some of like the more simple traits, we have one beanie that has like a couple like paper clips in it, or sorry, what are they, bobby pins, like going up the spine of it. It's just really cool.
Nice.
So good. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to ask and like kind of elaborate on that too. So there, you guys will be able to, if somebody wanted to go ahead and animate and things like that, you guys are giving examples essentially with that gifting that you guys have shown.
And
if somebody wanted to learn how to do that, there would be resources where you guys would kind of direct them. And here's how you guys can make this happen. Little thing, maybe, or whatever. I mean, I don't know how in depth you'd want to go with that, but just in general.
Well, so part of Goofs is our Goofs production company.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a team of creatives and artists. Like with our animated short series right now, we're working with somebody. He's from the Philippines. We've been working with him for about 4 or 5 months now. Mm-hmm. And he's a full-time animator, right? So what we're going to be doing, Gub made a post the other day, like we're going to be searching from within the community for people with talent. So we already got some people on deck, but the idea would be if you're not somebody who can make an animated short or who can make a song or can't make an animated GIF, you'll have a group of people in the community who are able to do that. Also, I think kind of where you're going with this is where our head's at, right? So there's a crawl, walk, run approach. Mm-hmm. A big part of this is your, like Gub was talking about, your brand identity. That's what a profile picture is. Yeah. And so right now, on a very like, let's call this the crawl scale, you're still able to express yourself. Every single goof is going to have a total over 40,000 ways to express themselves. And so you're still going to be able to build up your brand in that sense. But we do see a future where, like, let's say we give you an asset pack so that you can make animations, right? Mm-hmm. We want to provide our holders with tooling so that the average Joe could come in here and bring their character to life. Because just like you've seen with the GIFs, we got 800K views in about 8 days. And that's bringing so much more attention to Goofs. None of those people who engage, I'd even go as far as saying 99% of it have no clue what an NFT is.
Right.
They just like what they see. And so imagine if we have a community of people bringing their characters to life in that way, it brings more attention to their character, which brings more attention to Goofs. The more attention we get, the more attention that we bring to our community's characters. And that's where we all can help propel each other.
And here's like the like greatest part about that, right? So say it's not just like content, or you're not trying to become a social influencer or whatever it is, right? Say you actually have a business, like Mythical. I don't know if you know him. He does a lot of like the action figures he did them for Eddie Carrara's Platypuses, right? Like there's but he does that. He does that for different communities. Imagine a world where we can help that creator scale their business, right? With infrastructure needed to scale how many action figures they make, right? And then we help them incubate that business. We integrate it into our pipeline, our content pipelines, right? So now we have, for example, right, Popo and Carrot. If we get a video out there that has 100,000 views with a 1% conversion rate on whatever it is that, you know, it links to in terms of like shop or whatever it is, right? On a $30 sale, that's $30,000 you just made off that one video, right? And our cost to make that video is under $100. So like we have a very scalable model to be able to do exactly what we're talking about, but it is bootstrapping an entertainment company from the ground up without like large capital injections, right? Like typically a company that's trying to do what we're doing, if they go to VC, they start with a $10 million seed fund in round A and then scale to $100 million in round B, and then who knows what in round C, right? But that's typically how that goes, because you need large amounts of capital to actually like make this possible. With Web3, we have the opportunity to kind of slow down and bootstrap, which allows us to retain more control over our vision and our ecosystem, so that way we can ensure the outcome is what we want, which is sort of this like equitable ownership over IP for everyone who's participating in our ecosystem, whether you're just a holder, right, just accruing your licensing rights on your VM characters, or your creator actively using and building and monetizing those licensing rights.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
Big question: does Hulk Hogan have the hell yeah brother trait? Is to say it in there.
We have chat bubbles that we did not include with the set, but that's the beautiful thing about CIP68 is we could do a lot of fun things outside of the set to maintain the PFP structure, and then give you like those chat bubbles and stuff to be able to do that kind of stuff.
That's gonna be fun. That's dope. I like that.
No, that's awesome. No, it makes sense. Like you said, I mean, you can't get everything, right? You got to crawl before you can walk. But you guys are building the base work, the ground, the like frame, and on top of that, you've got a very high quality PFP. And if somebody, like you said, the great community PFPs comes together, yeah, I mean, honestly, these are some of the most clean ones on any blockchain too, not just Cardano. But for people who are maybe wanting to know a little bit more about the info on the mint, I know you guys just actually posted this over here today. So we've got April 1st, which is goofs. Is that the actual mint date? I got to ask that. We got a little April Fools over there. Is that
may be funny, but it is no joke. April 1st.
Okay, perfect.
We're goofs, not fools.
Okay. 5,555, like you guys mentioned a little earlier over here, and 158 at price point. So not a huge supply, but it'd be a decent supply, right? Not, you don't need 10,000 PFPs. I feel like that's very much more in like tune, kind of like with reality right now, and at least over in Cardano's side of like, hey, we're not minting out 10,000 collections right now. Yeah. We're not spending 300, 408 on something at the moment. But you guys are also tuned in a little bit if you've been doing this for a while. Well, can you talk a little bit about the supply, maybe mint price, why you guys decided to do what you did?
You want to handle it, Beast? You want me?
Yeah, I got
this, guys.
Go stack.
The 5,555, yeah. I mean, honestly, so there's over, it's a lot of zeros. It's 200 and then 15 zeros after as the number of possibilities. So it's an insane amount of depth to our set because of our alterations. To make only, like, if you look at that dog on the left, he's got a bottom layer and a top layer. So there's a fur pattern on him. And then he's got a collar on him, and he's got an NBA jersey, and then he's wearing a Bulls jersey, but like you could wear a Sonics jersey, like a throwback, or like we got a bunch of other teams. Like all these things have all these alterations. So it hurt me a little bit to make a 5,555 collection, because we could have made 100,000 collection, but collectability matters, right? And so we felt that 5,555 was a good balance between having enough out there, but not overdoing it. And then as far as the mint price, we just looked at some comps out there. Like you said, Omen was a pretty high fidelity art set that recently came out on Cardano. That set a good baseline, but like we've put actually over a year of work into this project, and we're very confident in the product that we're producing. Like you said, and I do appreciate it, even though I'm not the artist, but this art can go toe to toe with any other blockchain. Like this is top tier. Not many teams are crazy enough to spend this much time on their art. You know, a normal project might spend a couple months. An aggressive project might spend 6 months. But a couple crazy people might spend a year, right? So I feel like once people get these goofs in their hand, they start zooming in on their pictures, they'll see the quality of the product.
No, I definitely think they're going to stand out in spaces. I truly do love the art. They're great conversation starters. Like, hey, where's that from? Especially if you're in a space on another blockchain, it'll definitely get people not to overlook your PFP by one of these ones. These are great.
Thanks. Yeah. And the name too is pretty catchy for what it is, right? What do you got? I got a goose like that. Like, it's just something that's easy. It's simple.
What was the What was the name we had before? I'm a goof. I forgot.
Did we have another name?
We had another game. Yeah, we.
That predates me.
Maybe I said goofs and you just changed it to like the instead of the O, you just put the I's there instead. I think it was always Goof's World. It's just you changed the O's to the I's.
Yeah, I think that's when it was official.
I want to go back to like the year in the making thing too, right? I mean, there were a lot of things that had to come together. Starting from Gub's vision of what this is, taking inspiration, turning it into the art itself, bringing me in, us figuring out how to work together, you know, for the first month or so, designing these characters, creating all of these thousands of alterations. You know, there's anywhere from like 1 to 10 different versions. I think it averages about 3 to 5 for each trait.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, figuring like from the start, like there was the idea to do all of that. Like I remember the first call I had with Gup
Jones. Full body.
Like, yeah, this is full body was the original idea, and it was like, if you want this, like I just don't think that's going to be possible unless you give me another year. But it was just, you know, designed for exactly what it is from the start, right? We wanted a collection that you would be able to have full customization and expression of your character. So even like the expressions that are on like their faces right now, each goof will come with, I think it mints with 5 of the random ones. And then there's options for buying a ton more. I think there's 30, 40, 50 different, you know, muzzles and eyes and hands and stuff each. So there's a lot of different stuff you can do with all of this. And if you're really looking to like hone in on a brand that you like and that you resonate with, mm-hmm. there's something for everybody in this set. And for me, that was the most fun part about it, because there's a lot in here that was just like, well, this is what I like, so you have to do it. And it's just like, all right, that makes sense. Like if this was entirely just what I wanted, you know, it wouldn't be all encompassing. So I think we covered a really wide range, and I think we took exactly as long as we needed to.
Especially the PFP saw me just like click through. Like there's a lot of nostalgia for me personally. Like growing up, I grew up with a lot of that cultural stuff that he kind of went through. I mean, they're just brought me back to when I was a kid, teenager, in my early 20s and stuff too. All that stuff that you guys kind of pay homage to, like with the drawings, they're awesome.
Yeah,
just the fresh piss one. That was sick.
Able to, I
guess. Oh yeah, Spawn.
Spawn one's dope. That was a good one.
Touche is asking about IP rights, Gub, or maybe there you go.
Yeah, so we have evolving character licensing, right? So basically, your standard license is what you're used to with most projects, right? It allows you to use your PFP for your own like social identity, creating content for it, all that. But when you start talking about like licensing, right? A lot of what makes, you know, entertainment companies money is licensing, right? The value of the character itself. So if you think of like Disney, right? The reason why Disney is so prolific, or one of many reasons why Disney is so prolific, is because of the licensing rights they were able to maintain for over Mickey Mouse, right? Mm-hmm. They far extended the licensing rights and law, right, in order to protect Mickey Mouse underneath their brand for, I think it was like 70 years. It was something ridiculous, right?
Right.
And but now it just went to public domain, because there is a certain point in which, you know, the license, the character, it becomes public domain. It becomes, you know, free use. Mm-hmm. So while you have the rights to those characters, right, the goal is to monetize them, to leverage that character, to put it on merchandise, to make that brand as big as possible, right, to make that IP as big as possible, to make that character value as big as possible. Because Mickey Mouse, like Disney doesn't make games for the most part. They will license out the rights to make a game, right? Mm-hmm. And that's part of the value, right, in terms of NFTs. If we're talking about NFTs as brands, and we're talking about PFPs as like brands and these characters, right, the value is in the branding, the value is in the licensing. The value's in the merchandising. The value's in the scalability of, you know, you take any one character, and that one character can have a whole business built around it, and you have 10,000 characters. That's 10,000 businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the value in the licensing, right? So when we talk about evolving character licensing, what we're talking about is the structure that, like, the entertainment industry has. This is where you start with, like, a standard license, and you can go all the way up to a master license, which allows you to even sub-franchise your character.
Okay.
Okay. It's real deep.
Yeah, like, there's a lot that goes into legal, right? Like, and that's another thing, is we're a U.S.-based company. So, like, legal is at the forefront of everything we do. So we actually have and work with not financial advice or not legal advice, Yowie and his team. They work directly with us to ensure that we're always on, like, the cutting edge of what is, you know, legally possible and reasonable, right?
Okay. That's good.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah,
I love that you guys are going that route too. Like, you know, obviously making sure that everything's being done the right way, setting that groundwork and that framework for giving people confidence to, like you said, if they're going to build something, they're going to monetize, they're going to invest in it, they know that what's being done behind the scenes, the team's also looking out for them, making sure that they don't run them into any problems either. So if you guys, US is one of the most toughest ones to deal with too, when it comes to this. So I love that you guys are kind of, I love when I hear people like, yeah, we've done our research, we're talking with legal, we're consulting, making sure that this all makes sense, doing our research ahead of time for you guys.
We didn't do ourselves any favors by being in the U.S. and being undoxxed, yeah. or being doxxed. Like, yeah. Everybody knows my legal name. I have my LinkedIn out there.
Shit, I know where you live, dude.
Yeah, you know where I live. It's what I said in the start, and I just saw a question like, does it have anything to do with Vegemates? It does, because Vegemates is where it all started, and it's also where we did a lot of the groundwork, right? We spent a lot of money and a lot of time establishing ourselves as a legitimate company, making sure that we had all of our paperwork in order, making sure that the things we did didn't rub the SEC the wrong way, and really figure out what our brand is that's going to fit within those regulations, but still be a long-term business strategy. And so we've been in the game for about 2.5 years, and the Vegemates, funny enough, we went to a Comic-Con a few weeks ago. People love Vegemates. Like, people outside of Web3, just like normal content consumers, we explained the concept to everybody. We showed them some of our comics. We showed them some of our animations, and the reactions were priceless. Like, we're onto a very good IP with Vegemates. However, we spent a lot of our time, like I said earlier, building technology in Web3 for Vegemates. And so Goose is actually going to pour the gas on both ends, right? So we're not just propelling the Goose brand. We're propelling everything under the Virtually Made umbrella. And the bigger Virtually Made is, the more that we could put people on. And not only does that include Vegemates and Goofs, but it also includes our music branch, right? The song you're hearing, it's made by Paul Thomas. He's the bassist from Good Charlotte. And he just released a lo-fi album. So we're also introducing music as a part of this. So now you got the animations on one side, you got music. You could even combine the two. And now we're a full-blown studio that's letting people in Web3 have licensing for their characters, but also giving other talented musicians in the space an opportunity to accentuate their art, right? And combine that with the animations. So that's what you're going to be seeing with Goose, and that's what's super exciting, is just taking all the talent, trying to put it in one place, and bringing it to life through our characters.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories we want to tell with the Vegemates. We have Popo and Carrot, which is obviously going right now. It's going strong, and we just released a new video this week. But, you know, Vegilantes, the more we bring those characters to life, right, in different mediums, the more excited people get about it, right? Mm-hmm. My personal goal is to get to a point where we're doing like 5-minute short animated, you know, five-minute short form animations of the Vegilantes showcasing, you know, a scene or an episode, right, of their content. It's the Bluey format, but Bluey has only been done in one specific style towards one specific genre. That format small bite-sized piece of information or pieces of content you can watch while you're pooping, that's gold.
I love that.
That's pretty good, too.
I don't know if I follow you guys.
Those are the people you need to be marketing to, the poopers. The space.
The that's who we market to, man. The poopers. Yeah.
Well, and we haven't even been talking about it much, but yeah, we got a game coming out here. We're about to do some alpha testing on it, but we're in the final stages. Bazooka Brock is our main character, so he's one of our vigilantes. So that's, yeah, totally a pooper game. I literally play it while I poop.
There you go.
Tommy, you just got Rickrolled, dude.
What happened right now? I wasn't paying attention.
Click on that big foot.
That big foot.
Top left, top left.
Just happened right now. Oh, I didn't have the sound on. Oh, that's great right there. No, I love when you can, like, just, it's easy stuff. Like you said, nobody doesn't, you don't need to know there's NFTs involved with this. Like, you can just, like you said, consume the content. And then if you want to do more research or you enjoy it, then it kind of leads you down that path to figure out what's going on behind the scenes.
And, which we need more of to get those kind of people into it. Because right now, so far, I think a lot of the people have only been just chasing profits. That's why most of us get interested in the first place, to even take the time to look into it further. So it's if people just enjoy the content, if you make good content, people will show up. I absolutely agree.
100%.
And I love that you brought that up because, like, I don't want to get it misconstrued. A lot of us came here for money, right? And we are here for the gains. I'm here for monumental gains. Like, I'm not here for chump change. But in order to do that, you have to create a sustainable business. And when your business is based off of Ponzi-nomics, it is not very sustainable, because the only way to make that work is by continuing to pump money into the system. But once the money stops pumping into the system, the Ponzi-nomics crumble. And it's why we see a lot of these tokens, like I was in SafeMoon, Ponzi-nomics were genius, right? Yeah, I saw the Ponzi-nomics. I'm like, oh my God, it's the best thing on earth, right?
It is. But it's going to the moon still.
but the thing was, I knew it was temporary. I knew it wasn't going to last forever. Yeah. And so we're not taking that path, but we still have the same big goal. But we like to believe that we're not a short-term strategy type of company. We've already done this for 2.5 years. There's no reason we would be in the game for this long if we didn't have a long-term vision, right? And so, like, we're going to be here for the next couple decades. And so we're building a business plan accordingly. And the reality is, giving you free money and saying, hey, buy this thing and you'll get rich quick tomorrow and make all this free money, like, that's not a sustainable business. But what we can say is we're going to be here in 5 years, right? And the bigger our brands grow, the more our characters are going to have value, because imagine owning the very first Mickey Mouse, right? If Mickey Mouse was an NFT and you owned one of the first 10K Mickey Mouses, some way or another, you'd probably be sitting pretty good right now, you know? So that's kind of the idea.
Gotcha, yeah.
And obviously, we're going to be way bigger than Disney, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Way bigger. Set the bar, you know, set the bar nice and low right there. as far as the staking part of this, too, I think you guys, maybe we touched on that a little bit, but will you be able to stake these goofs in the same manner, or will this integrate with your Greens token at all?
So
yes.
Oh, go ahead.
You said it first.
All right. So Greens does have a place within our ecosystem, right? But we are part of the benefit of the Vegemates is that they are the custodians of Greens, right? Mm-hmm. So we are going to make the staking platform available to Goose for the purposes of our evolving character licenses, our ECL platform. But as for Greens, no, right now that's going to be contained to just the Vegemates, yeah. And exclusive utility for that project.
Nice. Okay. So is the, I guess, in a way, is there any connection other than, under the umbrella, for the Goose, or is Goose just, like you said, you're kind of their own lane right now?
So story wise, there's always, you know, they're always in the same virtually made universe, right? So like there's always opportunities to cross them over. In fact, we have a crossover between the two using our Bad Bird character, right? It's the little bird that sits on top of the Vegemates. We also have that in a trait called Seeing Bad Birds, right? Okay. So in some way they are connected. We're not ready to reveal the story wise as to how that is, right? Mm-hmm. But as far as like the if we're going to be cross-mingling the or cross-integrating the franchises, no, they're pretty much their own IPs, okay. But like they can interact with each other, right? And we'll eventually get to the story content as to like how that happens.
Okay. Yeah.
No worries. And they do target different. Oh, sorry. What was that?
Something to look forward to for sure.
Oh yeah. And We're targeting different demographics, right? So when we look at like our Popo and Carrots series, it's very prominently female. When you look at the Goofs, it's for our viewers, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at Goofs, like I think it's gonna be at least while we have male Goofs, it's probably gonna be prominently like males between 20 to 30 something years old, right? So we're targeting different demographics with these brands. And we actually think Vegemates has a lot of potential with a younger audience as well. We were at NFTLV 2 years ago, and we had one of the most popular booths, and kids just kept running up to us because they love the look of our characters. So
yeah,
we're definitely going to be targeting a different demographic with Goofs.
Okay. Okay. I love that.
Goofs are kind of like those mid-20s, just out of college, trying to figure out life, got a good group of friends, workaholic style, you know, if you've ever seen the show Workaholics.
Absolutely.
That's the vibe of the Goofs, right? And Vegemates, I think the Vegemates is a very interesting one because it literally has a wide range as to like target audience to appeal to. So Popo and Carrot is appealing to kids and women, like that demographic, very strongly. But like Vigilantes is probably going to appeal to a completely different audience, right? And that's the beauty of creating an IP in a brand, is that we can create multiple stories within this world, and they don't have to necessarily coexist, or they can coexist without necessarily being intermingled, right?
Right.
And tied, like Popo and Care could be PG while Vigilantes could be R, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that's okay.
Nah. It can also grow up too with it, right? Essentially,
exactly.
You guys are 5 years old, eventually make your way up to that other collection or kind of grow with you. But that's interesting. So someone mentioned this over here because I can't believe it's already been an hour already. Are there any whitelists left? And I know we've talked about this over here on the or we kind of brushed over the discounts over here on the mint coming up. You guys are minting next week, April 1st. Public is 158. But if you hold a couple of these passes over here, you're going to start to get discounts. Diamond passes will get you a 10% and franchise passes to 20%. Do these stack at all? Or is that like per NFT? How does that kind of work?
It would be per NFT. So the diamond passes, there's 750 of them. So they're very limited. Mm-hmm. You can either get them on JPEG store. There's a ton of Twitter giveaways going on right now. Join our Discord. We're randomly giving them away in there. We're down to our last few. But I heard that you guys might have a couple that you might be able to give away.
I know what you're talking about.
I think that'd be a great time to go ahead and plug that, right? we might as well go ahead. So there's only 750 of these. So essentially, do they get burned when you mint?
No, we're just going to read your wallet because it gives us the option. Like, there's a lot of fun stuff that we could do in the future, right? So it doesn't need to stop at the mint. The diamond passes are for the Goofs collection, and Goofs are meant to be a cross-chain project. So Goofs right now, what you're seeing is our dog character. There's a lot more to come.
Hence why it's called Goofs World. The cast lives on a new block.
Okay.
I like that. Okay.
Well,
I think for anybody over here who may want to get a chance to get a little bit of a discount, although I know the franchise passes have a little bit higher of one, and I know you, if you guys are familiar with the Vegemates, these are like the ultimate pass, essentially, to like not just only Goofs, right? But this is to everything that you guys are doing under Virtually Made.
Correct. It gives you the highest greens rewards that you're going to be able to use within the Goose customization portal, as well as whitelist for any like upcoming virtually made brand. So we're always going to be taking care of the franchise pass holders, because ultimately those were our earliest supporters, our biggest supporters. And we just want to make sure that we take care of our day ones, you know, and our biggest supporters.
Nice. Awesome. And I don't know if you guys can answer this here. I don't know, there's no time on this, but will this all go concurrently, or is this going to be kind of in phases, like starting with franchise and diamond and public?
It'll go in phases. Okay. We want to make sure we give our diamond and franchise pass holders adequate time.
That plus, okay. You know, we all know what could happen if Cardano gets hit really hard with a bunch of requests very quickly. Yep. So yep. It's also to, you know, provide a great user experience just throughout, right?
100%. Is this guys going to also be done through your guys' own minting partner that you guys, or are you guys partnering with anybody to do this?
Yep. We partner with the Cardano Canucks for our minting. They did the Junkies mint for us, and
okay,
honestly, it was super smooth. So
yeah, I remember that way back in the day. Yeah. Remember when that happened. So yeah. That'd be interesting. Cool. And then it's all happening the same day for everybody then, right? From the way that it's just running. Okay, cool. Not going to pull a sneak attack and just fool everybody.
It's so tempting. It's so tempting.
There might be some information on this page that might change. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. Well,
I like that you kind of set yourself up too. If you do fuck something up, then you can always just revert back. Oh, guys, you got to minting today? Like, come on.
April Fools. Guys, gotcha. On. Totally.
We're such goofs.
Yeah. I think the biggest goofs that'll happen is we just break the Cardano blockchain for a few hours.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. We could use some volume over here right now. Well, let's go ahead and let's run one of these giveaways. Actually, I think we got a few of these passes up for grabs right now. Courtesy of you guys, TJ, you want to run a StreamYard giveaway, right?
Already set up, ready to go.
Yes, it's working right now. We're gonna run a giveaway that's not case sensitive at all. You need to have the hashtag in front of it, in spirit of the song behind us. I'm a goof over here. It's gonna be your keyword. We're gonna do three of these right now. I think we have a couple others. Maybe we'll run on Twitter or something like that, just to kind of, for everybody listening in right now, we can run three of these.
I want to enter.
I'm on my alt right now.
Am I allowed to enter?
So essentially, right, if I wanted to mint five of these, if I wanted that 135 ADA discount, I would need five of them, right, to mint five NFTs. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and we've been given franchise. Oh, go ahead.
That was just to say, franchise pass and diamond pass. They're both 1-to-1.
Okay. All right, that works. Makes sense. And then if you guys don't have one, 158 over on the public. Are you guys looking forward to it? I know, obviously, working on something for almost a year, it's got to be like, you know, very nerve wracking, and also like, all right, let's just get this out. A lot of the times, like, how are you guys feeling?
So honestly, Stag's feeling strong. So honestly, I don't know how to feel. It's a little polarizing. I've been talking about this with the team. It's like, I don't think I've ever kind of seen reception to a project like ours the way I have. Like, usually people are super bullish and they'll like wear your PFP and they'll like champion you, right? But like, there's so much going on in the space right now that like people always like, when we enter a space, they'll stop what they're talking about and like want to ask us questions and like put all the focus on us. Mm-hmm. But then like it's just interesting to me, because it's like we're in a weird time right now. So like for me personally, I want the mint to sell out. I want it, you know, I want our artists' work to be well received, right? And I want people to kind of like have fun with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But I'm staying humble personally, and I'm just kind of like, you know, whatever happens, happens, and I'm not setting expectations personally.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And I mean, yeah, like you said, I think one of the good things too about like an Omen too, right, where it's originally like art focused, it was on like people's radar a little bit, but not necessarily right away. So it gave a lot of people a chance to like get in. It wasn't like a rush to insta sell out. People were able to collect what they wanted to collect. And then as, like, you know, traction picked up, of course, like, you know, people that got in, it got a lot of hype behind it. And one of my favorite things about Waste on that Omen Mint was, like, a lot of the traits we hadn't really seen too much of at that time. Like, we saw some cool ones that were online, and a lot of the ones that you guys have are here as well. But you're saying there's so many different possible combinations out there that it's fun sometimes on these kind of mints just to kind of mint them because you want to see what you're going to get next kind of thing.
And the cool thing about that is, like, some of the ones you mint, you won't, like, because of the way some of the layers work, like, you might have, like, two outfits on your goof because the one layer covers up what's underneath, but you can switch between the two.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, is that something that's going to be done on the website, or is that just, like, included in the file?
I'm going to see. I mean, I got it pulled up. Should I give a little sneak peek?
Sure.
Okay.
This is the first time we've ever shown this act, by the way.
Exclusive here inside the giveaway. We're not going to timestamp, or maybe we'll timestamp. We'll see.
I love that, Ash, because a lot of times projects will have, like, some set of eyes and with glasses covering them, but I can't even see the eyes that the tray is actually showing me.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. So can you guys see my screen right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So we got a whole slew of backgrounds that are available to you. Right now, you can see my goof's naked. He's got the black fur. I have a pattern actually available to me, so I could go ahead and click on my fur pattern here, and I can make him a Mamba. Ooh, so now he's got the Mamba skin. Or I could just go no fur pattern, but I like the Mamba skin. Then I'm like, I'm not really a closed eyes vibe kind of guy. It's like, I'm looking for some cool eyes, or like, I'm looking for a goofier looking character.
Yeah.
Or let me go with the classic goof eyes. And so these are all going to be unlocked through greens, which is our token. And then same with muzzles here. I got the gold tooth grin. It's one of my favorite traits, but maybe you're feeling a little feistier, mm-hmm. or you want to get a little smoke going. It's like a little cigar in the mouth. And you can, I mean, we got everybody has availability to these traits, but then we got a couple special ones that only certain goofs are going to have. And then basically we got eyes, muzzle, and hand expressions. Okay. So this one right here, hide it from the kids. This is a classic from the Veggie Mates. Yep, we got actually here, little baller one you showed earlier.
That's good. There's some clothes on that guy. What'd you get?
Yeah. So let's go to the clothes. So
Brian loves being naked. So
I love being naked. Yeah. So we got headwear, undercoats.
Try living with this guy.
This is a pants on show, actually.
this guy's only got the overcoat. So I got the combat gi here. But so it looks kind of basic, but look, I got a whole repertoire of Sub-Zero, Reptile, Piccolo, Ken. Man, so I can switch him up to the Super Saiyan here.
You were asking about that exact trait earlier. I think that was Tommy or...
The Goku trait? Yeah, so like, okay, I maybe I showed you too much there. let me go to one of my guys here. So if you check this guy out, like, I have my undershirt, and I'm like, I'm not feeling my dirty robe right now. So you could just go ahead. That's kind of what Bill was talking about.
Yeah.
You just take it off. Boom. Right. Changes your whole character. Same thing with the hands. Maybe I like a cleaner profile picture. Mm-hmm. And what's cool is, like, it's super clean. Yeah. So you can take this, you can mint it on the blockchain if you want. You can save it out, but maybe like you're rooting for your basketball team for March Madness. Boom, throw in the number one, right? So that's what the customization portal is going to give you. Okay. And as you can see, like, we have a world class developer. Like, our front end developer is just really good at what they do. So the response time, like,
I'm just going to say that,
you click on some of these things, it's very clean. Yeah.
I like that. Figuring out where to use the chain, right? Like, ultimately, the goal here is fun, right? And so, mm-hmm. like, we only want you to use the chain when you feel compelled to remint your character, right?
Right.
Other than that, you could just save the presets, right? We want you to play around with it. We want it to be responsive and snappy, so you can take what Brian's doing right here. He just made a new preset for his goof, so now he can access this combination in the future if he wants to come back to it, right? Again, the whole idea is, like, we give you the tools you need to kind of create content with your characters.
Yeah. Dude, that's actually really, really cool that you guys are doing that. You've already got it, like you said, in development. It's already there. You can do that. So essentially, at any point in time, you could remint your NFT by paying you know, that greens token plus, I'm assuming, a small ADA fee to go ahead and remint.
So there's the transaction fee. So for, we haven't decided what we're going to do in the long term in terms of, like, you know, maintenance fees or whatever, because technically, like, in order to host the site, there's a small fee. But typically with, like, our staking platform, we don't charge the transaction beyond just the transaction, right? Just what the network charges. So if you wanted to remint your goof, I believe it was the first month, at least for the first month, it will be just whatever the transaction fee is, because we want you to play with it, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe later on there might be, like, a nominal, like, 2 to 5 ADA fee, but that's just for covering maintenance costs on the site.
Yeah. And like you said, the goal is probably not, you know, play around with it, like you said, for the first month, figure out what works for you. And then afterwards, if you want to mess with it, you can. But you're not, it's not like somebody every day is changing their PFP, like the average person, most likely.
Yeah, we expect them, people to change their PFP is like when they start accessing some of the other things we have in store that tie into, like, the expansiveness of the system, right? Yeah. So, like, participating in our ecosystem, unlocking new things, right? Like, there's going to be ways or reasons why you would want to remint at some point, but it doesn't have to be constant.
That makes sense.
Yeah, on top of that, too, we were talking about Lorenzo earlier, right? So in that case, if you're just using it for branding for posts or something, you could change up your look for the day and make a GM post with your GM mug, and then change it later for some angry shit post that you make and have your goof look angry or silly or whatever. Like, you can save these out off chain as well.
Right.
But if you want to take that and mint it and change the look on chain.
Good night with a little whiskey and a cigar.
Yeah, exactly. So,
no, that's perfect right there.
Actually, we have a cigar muzzle and a cigar hand, so you can actually have two cigars. You can be double fisted cigars.
Yeah, that's
all right. I'm doing that.
Somebody said Sham might change his PFP every day, bro. Yeah. With this many options, every minute, I'd be disappointed if it wasn't.
Yeah.
And part of that is actually thinking of a future where, like, you can, like, Web3 is integrated with social platforms, so when you update your status to, like, happy, it can map to your happy version of your game. Or sad, it can map to your sad version, right? Yeah. So it's part of forward thinking as well, knowing that, like, hey, if this is going to go forward, like, and we are going to use these as avatars, eventually we're going to get to the point where it's going to be dynamic. You can update your PFP without losing your Twitter verification.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. I love that right there. Last minute entry over here. If not, you guys got a great chance right now to win a couple of these. Or if you already have one, that's even better, because then you can plan to mint more and get a little bit of a discount on it too. We'll go ahead and let's go ahead and run these, TJ. I guess we hold them over in our wallet right now. So the best way to do this, if you guys do win, our Discord is pinned at the top of this chat over on YouTube. If you guys are over on X, go ahead and log in. Over to our YouTube or come join through Twitter. You can see where that is. Open up a ticket, screenshot the winner, and
rigged.
Oh, what?
Now we gotta give an extra. Yo, I think that's the first time in history we've ever won.
A lot of
guys, we'll pocket one of those back.
Congrats, guys! You did it.
Well,
you just gotta take it and sell it on JPEG Store. Floor it.
Almost statistically impossible. We've lost this long.
Rogi, congrats.
Rogi, let's go.
There you go.
Jeez.
Welcome to Goose World, Rogi.
You're doing three now, right? Two more?
Yeah. Go for it. Actually, do four, because we just we won, so we'll do four.
Okay.
That's how that works.
Love it, yeah.
We'll get one snag.
Yeah, you gotta stay true.
We lost the hybrid family. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Welcome to the pack.
What else we got?
Pack attack.
I'm a goof.
I like this giveaway thing. It's way easier. It's way more anticipating than just boom.
Fuzzy fellas. They were just teasing Euro Arts, man. Euro Arts. You got it done in. They're teasing it like five times.
Last one.
Let's
see. I'm rooting for y'all.
Who's it gonna be? Let's go.
Cut it off.
It's a great song.
I love that you guys are on the team, it's still really like it's still catchy, even after listening to it.
We've heard the song thousands of times. So I'm sure.
Can imagine. I feel like I have in the last day.
We keep this in rotation for us, honestly.
100%. Yeah, you might just catch a live stream of ours later down the line and just hear this in the background.
Feel free. It'll be part of your limited license, your evolving character license.
There you go.
So that's it.
Love
you
that.
You can play this on the stream all day.
Guys, if you guys did win over in chat, we appreciate you guys showing up over here and entering in. Go ahead, like we said, and open up a ticket in the F35 Discord. Just screenshot your username over there and send it a wallet address to speed that up, and we'll try to get those out after the stream wraps up. If you guys missed out on it, or if you want to enter, I know there's a ton of giveaways going on. I'm sure you guys can go over to the Goose Twitter. I'm sure you can find your favorite influencer, maybe community member, giving one away. Or if you want to purchase one on secondary, I think they're going for about 35.8-ish NFAFA right now over on secondary market. Yeah. Man, I feel like, I don't know, man, I don't know. I didn't really know what to expect. I know, like, obviously outside the good artwork, I didn't know what you guys had in plan for it. I love the brandability that you guys can do with that, and the customization. I love that you can mint an NFT and essentially customize it to what you want. You don't need to stack, you know, hundreds of these things just to feel like you've collected everything. Although I guess you could do that if you want. But he said, like, in a perfect world, you'd have 1,000 different people with five of them to be able just to kind of rotate and do their thing. Is there
5,555 people? One of them.
I did. Yeah, there you go.
100% unique wallets would be insane. I don't know if I've ever
seen that. That is always the goal for me, right? Like, that proves, like, the demand is there, that you have enough people to each have one.
Is there any incentive for potentially holding on to more right now? Like, not an incentive, and maybe monetarily, but also, but just in general to, like, the ecosystem. I know there's not, like, a staking thing or anything like that at the moment.
You're trying to get us to release some alpha about the cast of Goof's World? You're just gonna have to wait to find out. There is, like, ultimately it's gonna be a fun journey that we go on with Goofs and unveiling the full cast, and you know, we really want to. Cardano has a really strong, passionate community. And so we want to take that community and introduce them to other communities. And we feel like there could be a snowball effect if that happens, right? Cardano and Poly start, you know, fucking with each other. Then ETH gets involved. Sol gets involved, right? Like, magic can happen when all the communities come together underneath a single, like, purpose, right?
So yeah. They're blockchains with Goofs, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Each Goof lives on its own block.
Okay. Ah, I like that. There you go. A little teaser.
Fun, man. No, man, I'm looking forward to this, actually, because, like you said, even if I don't want to go hard in the mint and just want to own a piece of one, and it can go ahead and have a good time with it, customize it, and then maybe, like I said, make it your own. And then who knows where it goes from there. But, man, I can tell you what, Stagwolf, and you guys, you crush that artwork over there on these. These look really, really good. And I know it's tough right now, right? I know it's one thing just for NFTs in general right now are tough for any market, just because everybody's really focused on meme coins. They're focused on liquidity. Bull market's coming back, you know, and then you put it on Cardano and the liquidity is just not there at the current moment. But you get something like this and you get a chance to be in early on something that you guys are building. And, like, conceptually, like you said, if it starts to take off, if you guys do what you guys intend to do, it's a cool time to get in.
Let's make it fun.
100%. Make NFTs fun again. Yeah,
make NFTs fun again. Exactly.
Make them goofy. That.
Yeah.
There's this goofy.
Can we get the Goof soundtrack over here coming up? Oh, look at that. Can we get the Goof soundtrack down the line?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's, like, literally going to happen.
Have we talked about that? I don't think we've talked about that.
There you go.
Maybe on a space one time, but yeah, Paul's on our team, so he just released his lo-fi album maybe about a month ago. He's been dropping a song every week or so, but yeah, part of what we're doing, like, a big thing we haven't talked a lot about with Goofs is the production company. So, like I said, we're going to source talent from within the community, but we are planning to put together an album, so we're going to leverage people from within. Paul's going to help, like, curate and produce it. But yeah, I mean, we already got a few artists that we're tapped into. We have some really talented people out here. So
we have so much
albums coming.
We have so much under the hood. We can literally roll into the next episode right now. Like,
Yeah,
we could keep talking about it.
There's you guys so want to just we can just get out of here. You guys can just keep going.
Take over the stream. There you go. No, dude, that's exciting. And I know you guys have very big connections too, inside, like you said, the media and entertainment industry. So it's cool to see like you guys doing your own thing, what you built with so far with Degimates, how you guys are integrating or kind of evolving this next like sector of what you guys are doing. And then I know we didn't even touch about it over here, but you guys got the the farmers market was massively successful over there at Future Fest last year.
Great. Yeah.
And I had a great time. That's where I heard that song for the first time that we have over here on the background. Is that still planned coming up here next month in 420? I haven't seen any posts or anything about that. Are you guys have plans to still keep that going, or is that something that you guys are waiting to talk about?
Yeah, so it's likely going to be delayed to the summertime. Okay. There's some updates that are being made on the Future Fest side that are pretty major. Okay. Long term, I think they're going to have a very positive impact. So we're just going to hold off a little bit on it.
Yeah,
which I'm happy with because sleep is getting harder and harder to come by as we get on our mint coming up here. So to do it back to back is pretty intense.
I can imagine, man. And I, honestly, that works out great. I have a wedding that weekend on at 420. Somebody thought it'd be fun to get married that day. So I was going to miss this anyway. So I was kind of really looking, bummed about that. That's good to hear that you guys are actually moving that a little bit later. I had a ton of fun on there. It was like Halloween night, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, what am I doing right now? You know what? I'm going to go over here. I spent like 4 hours over inside the space.
That's like the whole time we were open.
Yeah, no, literally, I was there. I'm pretty sure Stag Wolf and me at the end were still riding around. He was like showcasing some of that stuff over there. I remember.
Yeah, it's a really cool platform. The Future Fest team does a great job, and we're excited for the next one. There'll be some new features, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, I love it, man. You guys do a great job and co-hosting that with them, and I can't imagine what you guys kind of evolving that into, because it can be. I mean, that's such a cool platform in itself. So to be a part of that and kind of evolving that and bringing Goose, who knows what else you guys are going to bring into it, but I'll be definitely watching for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, like I said, Tom, you're looking like Wild Bill from Green Mile.
I don't know if I like that one.
That's hilarious, actually.
Oh, the comments always get me, man. Well, we talked about doing an hour over here. We did an hour and a half. I think we did this last week too with Yummy. So it was good to catch up with you guys. So next week, no time frame yet, but April 1st, make sure you guys are paying attention to go ahead and mint. And 158 if you're in public, 135 for the diamond list or diamond passes if you guys just won, and 128, I believe, for the franchise. So make sure to go out there. It's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it. Any other things you guys before we leave heading out, like just kind of quick little things that make you that you're excited for with what you're building?
Yeah, actually kind of what you're touching up on with Future Fest and a few of the points we've made, but not just artists and creators but projects out there, right? There's so much talent, so Future Fest is just a sample size with our farmers market, where we're leveraging their metaverse. We were leveraging 3D assets generated by Ugly Studios so that we're able to bring NFTs to life. We worked with Cardano Women to curate an art gallery to bring Web 2 people in. This isn't a winner takes all, right? This isn't a zero sum game. And the reality is, a lot of us, we're competing against the Disneys of the world, right? We're not going to be able to do this alone. We have a team size of 16, which is bigger than most. However, when you start incorporating our partner team, our game developers, Future Fest, Ugly Bros, that pie starts getting a lot bigger. And mm-hmm. And for us, the way that we look at the space is, we're not trying to take a little pie and hoard it all to ourselves. We want a big ass pie, right? Like we want the biggest pie possible, and we could all get a little slice of it, because I'd rather have a little slice from a big pie than have a whole pie to myself. And I really do think that that's the secret to success here, is like, we all got to come together. Let's grow together. Let's not just focus on ourselves. Let's take all the different talent that we have. And I think that what we're really good at is orchestrating that talent, right? That's one of the things that we've shown as a team. It's what we've done here internally for ourselves, but it's also how we've worked with a lot of partners. So We'll be more vocal about the different partners that we do have. But if you combine like our partner team, we're probably closer to like a 40-person team. So we're getting there, right? And yeah, that's what it's going to take to compete with the big boys.
Yeah, for sure. I love that right there. I love that. And also shout out to everybody over in chat that's been chatting tonight. Also, got Nemo showing up over here. Say he loves the goose as well. So shout out to Nemo.
Omen, one of the best projects of the year.
There you go. I agree. And you guys are bringing that art to the forefront right now. I think between you guys, Old Money, Omen, there's some fun ones that are out there and a ton of other collections over here that maybe don't get as much love as they need to. But like I said, there's something for everybody. And I love that you guys are kind of going that direction of like, hey, we're looking like future proof, not just the short term, like you said, Ponzonomics, that will never sustain. So I love that you guys are just getting started with that. I wish you guys the most success over here, especially with this upcoming mint. Appreciate you guys jumping on tonight, man.
Absolutely.
Dude, thank you so much for having us.
For having us, yeah.
Yeah, of course, man. Well, like you said, if you guys are not following them right now, make sure to go check out Goose World. Make sure if you guys are also over on Veggie Mates and Virtually Made, man. You guys got a bunch of stuff coming up, and I love look forward to the rest of this year and how this plays out for you guys.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Yeah, we'll have a good night, chat. We appreciate it as well. If you guys won, like you said, make sure to go ahead and open up a ticket. We do not have a podcast over there this Friday. This is the last week. We do run our game night this Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, over on Kick and Twitter. No YouTube. So if you're a Rocket League fan, if you're a Fortnite fan, probably that's what we'll be playing. Stag, I expect to see you over there.
I haven't played Fortnite really, but I'll play some Rocket League with you.
There you go.
When we go to squad up and go hell diving.
There you go.
Now we're talking. We're going to go Special Democracy? Hey, wait a second.
Yeah. Wait a second. Democracy. Let's go.
Did you say Fortnite, Tommy? Come on.
Hey, that's what we played last time. Me and TJ were crushing it out there.
I wasn't there. All right.
Fair enough. You can play Tarkov, one of those. Whatever works for you guys.
Let's play some Helldivers. What are you talking about?
I don't even know what the hell that is, dude. I'm way out of tune.
You got to pick that one up. It's a good one.
Is it? I have not heard about it.
If you just are looking for pure fun, like that's
you ever seen Starship Troopers, Tommy?
Yeah.
It's there. You go.
Okay.
You don't get to be MPH, unfortunately.
All right. Well, maybe we'll add that to the rotation over there. But yeah, we'll catch you guys on Thursday for game night. Like you said, down at the bottom down there, if you guys have already not or haven't already, make sure to hit that like button. It is free inside this little bear market. If you guys have not subbed to the channel and you guys would like to chat with us, make sure to hit that subscribe button down there. And other than that, we will catch you guys Thursday. Appreciate you guys showing up tonight. Have a good night.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Have a good night.